Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. We'll stop.
Watching at home, and we're thankful to our audience, and we're thankful to have the opportunity. Some people at home or at work that can't make it here get to watch these important issues, but the people watching at home didn't get to see the yellow wave that came into the room, and so it's pretty cool. Now we've got the cats in the house and some of our local celebrities, and Lord, I don't think there's nobody more famous in this county than Brent Lane over there, but we're
it's always cool. Every year, Cat Country does an event called Spring Jam to benefit the Santa Rosa Kids House. They've been doing it for several years now. And this was Sam Parker having our good friends at Cat Country, our sister station, over at the Santa Rosa County Commission to award the check and to talk about the significance of, one of our partner radio stations here in the community, Colton Wright.
We're a little behind on this one from a timing standpoint to celebrate the length of time that Cat Country has been a station in our region and has been an integral part of our community. But just wanted to present a proclamation to them and thanks for all they've done for many decades now.
Absolutely. And he read the proclamation that other municipalities in Escambia County had read for the 20th anniversary for Cat Country.
Mary, or if anyone would like to come up and speak at the microphone.
Did they get in trouble afterwards? When you left him at the house? Or?
She's saying she's off the mic saying he's in Las Vegas. That's Mary Hoxing and Dave Hoxing, our owners. And by the way, Mary is, if there's ever a person who is the last one to sign up to do public speaking of any kind, it's Mary. In fact, she'll burn the list. Like, she hates public speaking. I don't know why. She's a very talented and gifted woman, but she just doesn't like it.
Come on up to the microphone. We know how much you like to speak on the microphone, so hit the button at the base right there.
Never.
We're going to put Miss Mary on the spot.
So what I said was that Dave is at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas because he's on that board. So he's promoting radio throughout the United States.
Come on, Brent. Protecting radio,
listen,
frankly.
On behalf of our radio station, it has been 20 wonderful years, and Dave and Mary have taught our staff that success through service is the way to be an integral part of our community, and that was something that both Dave and Mary said from the beginning was, if you're going to work here, we're going to work within our community, and it has proven to be the greatest joy of my life professionally to be able to come here and serve. And so we stand before you today to say thank you for the proclamation, and it has been 20 fantastic years, and Dave and Mary don't get enough credit for setting up and literally helping us all live our dream on the radio. So thank you for the opportunity to be before you today.
And what I will add is that we are doing as well as we are because we have dedicated people like Brent Lane and Mel, and all of our people are dedicated servants to our community. So we're very blessed.
We can't even name all the celebrities. I think David Wayne and all the we've got so many people out here in the audience. That's fantastic. Well, I will.
I love David Wayne getting name checked by Sam Parker in the media. That's fantastic. No, and they do so many things right. Here our owners do, Dave and Mary. And one of the big things is just finding good people and let them do what they do. That's the thing. And it really is that community service model that I had never seen anywhere when I had done radio anywhere else. I've never seen this way of doing radio, of doing so hyper local, of being out in the community, of, doing things to serve the community. But the idea is, that this is a act of trust. Like, this is a, the ability to broadcast on the airwaves is supposed to be for a use. It's a, grant of a license from the federal government. And, not merely for entertainment, though we try to achieve that as well, but to actually be of use to the community. Wendell Hall, former sheriff, of course, and he's now on the Santa Rosa Kids House board.
But we could not do this without people like Miss Mary and her radio station, Brent, everybody. Over the past 5 years, they've given us checks each year that's added up to over $100,000, folks.
Yeah, $28,000 this time, more than $100,000 over the course of time.
So we can't say thank y'all enough. I mean, without this radio station, all of Northwest Florida, and especially Escambia and Santa Rosa County, would not be what they are today. And we mean that. And we love kids. Y'all love kids. And we're going to keep trying. We're going to keep working with them. And as long as they'll let us tag along and give us a check for this once a year, we're going to be there. So thank you all.
Now, I did have to get a little bit of a laugh because Penn Air was one of the co-sponsors of this event over at Juana's. And, you know, if you've seen the recent color change for Penn Air, you know, where you could be forgiven for thinking that you stumbled upon a second Planet Fitness. I mean, it's the same color. But, you know, and of course, Cat Country wears yellow. We wear red as our color. And then that's kind of backdrop for understanding Sam Parker's comment.
Say, I don't know the name of the new color. I've been a Penn Air member since I was 16. That was my first ever checking account down here when you had the one on Dogwood. I don't know the new color if it's berry. But I'll say after today, you could go back and say, hey, we might be going to Cat Country Yellow.
So. Yeah!
That's Brent's always excited.
For what it's worth, by the way, this year's total now brings us up to $126,000 for the Santa Rosa Kids House.
That's fantastic. It really is what they do for the various charitable activities that Cat Country oversees. And by the way, I try to say this kind of as often as a situation like this comes up, but I really do want to give credit where it's due. Brent was one of the people who originally interviewed me when I came for this job more than 10 years ago and, you know, answered my questions about the community and kind of, you know, sold me on this community and sold me on the radio station. But also, after I was hired, he would introduce me to everybody and take me around everywhere and explain things to me and show me what was going on and instill both Dave and Mary and Brent instilled in me that idea of serving the community and understanding the community and being hyper-local. So if you want to credit anybody with the way I do this show, Brent and Dave and Mary. If you want to blame anybody for the way I do the Dave and Brent, blame me. 616 here on News. And a woman named Ann Schiller, who you may not know her name, but she was the consultant that hired me. She has since passed away just a couple years ago, but she was a dear friend, and she was a founder of this station along with Dave and Mary. And so, you know, very, very responsible for all of that. Anyway, great work that Cat Country does. I just wanted to celebrate it for a second because they deserve the credit. 617 on News Radio 92.3. We've got Jimmy with traffic on the fives.
We are looking all green this morning in Pensacola. If you were coming in from Gulf Breeze, you are good to go. If you're coming in from Pace and Milton into Pensacola on Highway 90, you are all clear. And I-10 and I-110 are all looking good. If you do see anything that we should be reporting on, please give us a call or text at our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've been putting off the decision to take a look at a next vehicle, I understand. It's not pleasant to shop for a car. I've bought a number of cars in my life, and it's never been something that I really loved. And I won't tell you that, like, going and buying a car at Frontier was like, hey, I want to just go do that recreationally for fun. I'll just tell you that it was the least unpleasant it's ever been. It was actually a positive experience. And they do all kinds of little things to make that so, not just the price and the quality of the cars and the way they deal with you and how easy they are to negotiate with. Yes, all of that. But there's actually kind of a... there's a cool thing they do for you when you buy a car. I do not want to tell you what it is. If you know, you know. And if you don't, well, you know, you'll find out. But it's really cool. And it's one of those things you're like, oh, you didn't need to do that, but thank you. It's kind of nice. Frontier Motors, it's kind of like that under-promise, over-deliver mindset is the way they do things. Even following up and, you know, standing by their cars, if there's any kind of issue with them, they always take care of you. No problem. Because I've known people who, you know, I mean, any car can have a thing. And they've had things and they take care of them. No problem. They actually called me 6 months and a year after we bought the car to see if there was anything wrong with the car, like proactively, you know, to see if they could take care of anything for me. So I love this company. They do great stuff. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core 4 includes glass containers, plastics 1 and 2, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, check out Cinemas in the Sand at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and enjoy Jumanji beginning at sunset. It's a free event presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Gallery night in downtown Pensacola is Friday night from Garden to Main. This month, highlighting Earth Day. GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you go up to talk to her, man, I don't want you to be the guy in the PG-13 movie everyone's really hoping makes it happen. I want you to be like the guy in the rated R movie, you know?
You're wondering who I am. Good morning, 621 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Blue Angels came home a little bit late last night, around 7:10. They flew over my house. I'm usually the early warning system. They come over my house over near Palafox and then come down and go east and then catch Navarre and come back. And, you know, sometimes Gulf Shores gets them, sometimes Gulf Shores does not. But, 621 on News Radio 92.3, it's always good to have them back home. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, but before you do, I think you might have stepped out of the newsroom so you didn't hear Sam Parker talking about you.
We can't even name all the celebrities. I think David Wayne and all the – we got so many people out here in the audience. That's fantastic. Well, I will
– Well, you got to appreciate a shout-out like that.
You do, right. You got to take your moment. Absolutely. Well, what's going on in the newsroom, sir?
Yes, sir. Robert Kennedy Jr. says he's now ruled out running for the White House as a libertarian. The independent presidential candidate tells ABC News that his campaign isn't having any problems on the ballot as an independent, so he will not be switching over to the Libertarian Party. The U.S. Postal Service.
Well, darn.
The U.S. Postal Service. Asking for approval to raise the price of stamps again, the second time in 6 months. If it gets the green light, a first-class stamp would go from 68 to 73 cents in July.
It's not just nickel increments, man.
See, if you would have stocked up on the forever stamps at the beginning, you'd be way ahead by now.
So I really wonder, though, if you had, right, given Bidenflation, how would you really be ahead of the game? You know, is 73 cents today really worth what? I gotta do this in my head. Less than, you know, or more than, say, 49 cents when you could have, but you know what I mean? Because you think, oh, I could have had forever stamps. Yeah, but inflation's been high, you know, which means that forever stamps may not be a value,
well,
right?
Maybe. I don't know. To figure all that out, you'd need one of those big, like, calculators that you have to have for the real advanced classes,
right.
I think. Yeah.
So 73 cents. Gosh, if only there were some way to send correspondence faster, more reliably, and like
and
for
at no
free.
Cost?
Yeah. If only there was some, like,
if
you know,
such a thing existed, I bet it would take the world by storm.
If there was mail that you could send, for example, electronically, almost like electronic mail, or you know what we should call it?
What
email.
Do you think?
That's what we should. We should call it email.
It's catchy.
If
I
only
like
you
it.
Could pay bills through the computer over a thing that connected computers to each other. We could have like this interconnected net of computers. I mean, maybe we could call it something shorter. The internet, maybe. Just a trial balloon for a term.
I don't know if that'll work.
Go on, David.
And most members of the United Nations Security Council have condemned the attack on Israel over the weekend from Iran. They met Sunday, hours after that attack, when Iran launched more than 300 drones and missiles. Ambassadors from Iran, Russia, and China, though, condemned the U.S. and other allies that helped shoot down the missiles.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Supreme Court, I think it's Monday. I think it's next Monday, is going to hear a case that is, it's based in a place I actually used to live. I mean, I didn't live in Grants Pass, but I lived in Medford, which is right next door. And, you know, used to, our bosses that own the radio network that I worked at, Talk Radio Network, they were based in Grants Pass. It's a little tiny, sleepy, you know, hill community in Oregon. But it is now the center of the national debate about homelessness because they have a really big homeless problem, and it's people camping in the parks. Sound familiar? And so there's actually a lawsuit that has now worked its way all the way up to the Supreme Court to deal with the question of whether a local municipality can limit people sleeping outside in tents overnight, right? This is going to be the question before the Supreme Court, a question which they are theoretically going to solve definitively, because right now, basically the status of play, as I understand it, I did not read the lower court's opinion, but right now the general rule is they can prevent you from having a tent, but they cannot prevent you from sleeping outside. Again, the theory of that is, well, criminalizing sleeping outdoors is like kind of criminalizing being a human, you know, because not everybody has a place they own that they can dwell in. And if they don't have a place that they can dwell in, you're going to make it illegal to sleep outside. Well, all of a sudden, where is it legal for them to sleep? You know, in a shelter only? Well, depending on the kindness of strangers. So anyway, and I've made the argument, too, that, you know, how do you distinguish the sleep of a, you know, a vagrant, let's say, between the, you know, the nap of a radio host? You know, we're both sleeping on a park bench. Who's doing the crime, right? I mean, so anyway, the Supreme Court's going to hear this question. And I think the way we've crafted this no camping ordinance in the state of Florida probably is going to be okay regardless of how the Supreme Court comes out on this. But it may not. It may not. It's going to be a very interesting case. Like I said, comes out of Grants Pass, Oregon, and they're going to hear that. I believe it's next Monday is when they have the oral argument scheduled. Jimmy has our traffic on the fives this morning. Jimmy?
We are looking mostly green in Pensacola. Out if you are on Highway 87, there is a vehicle crash. No roadblocks, so just be cautious of that when you're driving southbound. Other than that, I-10, I-110 are all looking good. If you're coming into Pensacola from Pace and Milton, you are clear on Highway 90, and New Warrington not showing any roadblocks either. If you do see something on the road that we should be reporting on, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. The city of Pensacola last Thursday voted on the parking rate increase. Allison Patton, city councilwoman, talking about that. That's to go from 50 cents up to $1 an hour.
I'm in favor of this, and really the feedback I've heard for the most part has been positive. Of course, there's always, you know, a few folks who are not in favor of paying for parking, but the vast majority of the feedback I've gotten is very much in favor of this increase and in our future plans for the money.
There's a few very outspoken, loud, obnoxious talk radio hosts who are in favor of free parking. But my position on this might actually surprise you a little bit. This is Jared Moore.
Things that I think is important to remember and that I appreciate about something like this is that it is a user fee. So you have the individuals using the service that are paying for it, the improvements. Cheapos like me can drive three or four blocks and park where it's still free and walk.
Amen, brother.
Walk in, but individuals using the parking benefits area, it's a user fee, you know, so it's not every citizen of the city of Pensacola paying to improve the parking district. It's the people that are utilizing the district, so they inure the benefit to themselves as we invest those dollars back in. So,
yeah, parking benefit district is kind of a funny term, I thought, but he's right. You can choose not to pay if you're willing to walk. If you've listened to the show for any period of time, you know that I'm a big advocate of free parking. I think that it's part of what makes our community what it is. I think that the inviting nature of it and also the simplicity of it. You know, when the parking is free, you just park your car and you go. You don't have to deal with the app. It's very it's an easy app if you figure out how to use it. But that first time, couple of times, and of course we've gone through app changes and shifts and parking hours of enforcement. And, you know, there's been a lot of flux, and flux has been the problem too. And that's the reason a lot of people don't want to go downtown. Okay, putting all of that aside, and also putting aside, quite frankly, my desire to keep a lot of free parking in downtown, which we are going to get rid of some, and expanding hours of enforcement, which I understand the argument for. Raising it from 50 cents to a buck, I think that's fine. So, Andrew, I thought you were in favor of cheap and free parking. I am. But if, and see, sometimes, you know, logically, you've got to think in sort of conditionalities. If I've lost the argument on free parking. That's fine. Okay. Lose arguments all the time. But if I've lost the argument on free parking, what is the right rate? What's a fair rate to have? Well, I mean, $1 an hour. You can't really argue that that's outrageous. I mean, that's in this environment, today's economy, you know, what's a fair price for parking? A quarter for 15 minutes, although you don't do it that way, you know, that's a really, really low grade standard rate for parking. In fact, our parking should be more like $2 an hour based on the studies. So going from 50 cents up to $1, weirdly, for the guy who's always talking about how important free parking is and how I hate they keep taking spaces away and converting them to paid parking, all that's true. But if you're already going to have to do a transaction, I mean, $1 an hour is not an unreasonable rate to pay. So I actually support this. I'd probably vote for it if I were on council.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Israel's war cabinet's meeting now to discuss a response to Iran's attack Saturday night.
President Biden will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed al-Sudani in Washington. The pair likely to discuss this Iranian attack against Israel that included hundreds of drones and missiles. Reports indicate President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the Americans will not support or participate in a counterstrike against Iran.
Fox's Trey Yingst. A police officer, a sheriff's deputy, and a suspect are killed in a shootout in Salina, New York, outside a house after an attempted traffic stop.
They heard what sounded like someone manipulating a firearm from inside the residence. Moments later, there was an exchange of gunfire between at least one suspect and the officers and the deputies.
Syracuse Police Chief Joe Cecil. Stock futures are higher. Last week was the worst of the year on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 60 degrees right now. Looks like an absolutely gorgeous morning out there. Some great colors in the sky this morning. Pensacola Beach played host to a pair of athletic competitions over the weekend. There were big turnouts for both events. First, the DeLuna Open Water Swim brought lots of swimmers into the Santa Rosa Sound for a competitive open water swim event that was hosted by Pensacola Sports. Then both firefighters and other beach patrons were able to compete in the Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge. And there were several challenges in that contest, including busting down objects, running tools to an objective, and, of course, saving test dummies. Big turnouts at the beach for those events. A teenager is wanted on a manslaughter charge for a fatal shooting last week. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says 16-year-old Ethan O'Brien fled the scene after accidentally shooting another 16-year-old while showing off his gun on April 12th. That happened at a large gathering on Wishbone Road. The victim died at the scene. Investigators say O'Brien fled before deputies arrived. If you have any information on Ethan O'Brien or his location, you should contact either the Escambia County Sheriff's Office or you could call Crime Stoppers. Well, looks like they'll be tightening security at Eglin Air Force Base next month. Starting in May, they'll be doing 100% identification checks for anybody that's entering the base. Anybody without a DOD-issued ID card will have to get a visitor's pass, which can be sponsored by a uniformed service member, a dependent over 16, a DOD employee, or a retiree. The visitor passes can be obtained at either gate at Eglin Air Force Base, and will be valid for up to 60 days. Eglin recommending getting those visitor passes now to prevent backups at the gates next month. Iran's goal is the same as it always has been when it comes to Israel. That from Senator Marco Rubio yesterday on CNN's State of the Union. He says Iran's attack Saturday was done to make Israel an unlivable place.
I hear a lot of talk right now about how this was a performative attack and how none of them got through, and this is all great. It's good that those strikes did not get through and harm anybody. But what do you think the tourism numbers are today in Israel and in the next couple weeks? What do we think the business numbers are going to look like? All of this is harmful to the Jewish state because that is the goal of Iran ultimately, and that's why they want us out of Iraq. That's why they want us out of Syria. That's why they want to overthrow the king in Jordan.
Rubio says the ultimate goal is to make Israel collapse from within economically and socially. As for an Israeli response, Rubio says the nation has survived by responding to every attack since its inception. Well, if you're driving on 98 today through the Live Naval Oaks area, you might see some smoke. That's today, tomorrow, even Wednesday. The Gulf Islands National Seashore planning some prescribed burns today through midweek. Those are scheduled to happen after 10 a.m. through around 4 p.m. each day. However, they do say that they'll only happen if the conditions are right each day. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
We are all good to go here in Pensacola. If you're coming in from Pacer Milton on Highway 90, you are clear. Gulf Breeze looking clear all the way into Pensacola, and New Warrington, Burgess, and Olive not showing any slowdowns. If you do see anything we should be reporting, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful day today. Plenty of sunshine. Temperatures heating up. 76 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, we'll drop into the 60s. 64 degrees for your low. Waking up Tuesday morning, nice and mild. We will have partly cloudy skies. Tuesday afternoon, high near 77. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 66. Going to have that beautiful weather continue on Wednesday as we heat up. Possibly 80 degrees for that high on Wednesday with partly cloudy skies. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 60 in Pensacola, 61 in Gulf Breeze, 54 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Once the country's most valuable car company, Tesla is bracing for a slowdown in sales following years of rapid growth. In preparation of that, the electric car maker is reportedly planning to lay off more than 10% of its workforce. The cuts are expected to impact about 15,000 workers. With its quarterly earnings due next week, Tesla has already reported a decline in vehicle deliveries in the first quarter, its first in 4 years. A new round of funding has been unlocked from the Chips and Science Act passed in 2022 to revive domestic production of advanced computer chips. Up to $6.4 billion in funding will be given to Samsung to develop a chip manufacturing and research cluster in Texas. In a statement, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says she expects the project to create more than 20,000 jobs. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher as stocks try to rebound from their worst week of the year. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
The celebration continues at Peakmore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months, or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Peatmore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR for qualifying credit through BCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola, your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees.
New York City officials are considering controlling the city's growing rat population by using birth control pellets, which will also finally let female rats focus on their careers. 72-year-old Jerry Turner from The Golden Bachelor announced that he and his 70-year-old wife are divorcing after 3 months of marriage. But like they say, there's still plenty of fish in the sea, Materi.
Wow. Dark.
See Materi, Colin. That's
really good.
So, yeah. Weekend Update was actually pretty good. We're just kind of getting there. This is not all the jokes were good, but there was a part where it got good.
It was announced that a musical version of Lord of the Rings will open in Chicago. So if you love musicals and you love Lord of the Rings, high school must have been a tough time. Trust me, I know.
And then they showed a picture of him in high school. That's pretty appropriate. But what made this update kind of interesting was Michael Che, because it was okay. There's a backdrop here. In case you do not know, Michael Che has made a variety of jokes about the WNBA over the course of time.
A number of sports bars
and the women's NCAA tournament also.
A number of sports bars around the country are promising to only show women's basketball games during March Madness. The bars are known collectively as the Empty Ones.
That was, that was 2 weeks ago. Last week,
Iowa's Final Four game against UConn was the most watched women's college basketball game ever, with 14.2 million viewers, beating the previous record by 14.2 million viewers.
As in zero watch before. And then this one was from a couple of weeks back, maybe a month or two ago. I'll explain why in just a second, but...
A new report claims that recent stories on the Sports Illustrated website were actually generated by AI, and it's already making glaring mistakes. For instance, it made up something called the WNBA.
Okay. So that's the backdrop. You have to understand all of that backdrop in order to understand why this segment was particularly good.
The University of Iowa announced that basketball star Caitlin Clark will have her jersey retired and replaced with an apron. Well, the WNBA draft. The WNBA draft is this Monday, and Iowa star Caitlin Clark is expected to be the number one pick. Here to comment is Caitlin Clark.
And now they do this all the time where they bring in one of their comedic actors to be like the person that they're making fun of. No, it was just her. Right. It was just her in real life. And she got, as you can hear, thunderous applause that went on and on and on and on. And then.
But nothing for my joke, whatever. I am a fan, Caitlin, by the way.
Really, Michael? Because I heard that little apron joke you did.
Well, yeah, it was a joke. We're just having fun, you know?
You make a lot of jokes about women's sports, don't you, Michael?
I wouldn't say a lot, but, you know, it's not on the regular.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a lot.
And that's when Colin played the three previous clips as the evidence of the fact that he does make a lot. Which, let me just be clear, I don't mind. I don't mind jokes that offend. I think jokes are supposed to be a little bit, you know, on the edge and offend and provoke and prod and all of that. That none of that really bothers me. But okay, just so you understand where I'm coming from. Anyway, so you know, they play the you know, the proof that he has recently made a lot of jokes about women's basketball.
Wow. Call him with the receipts. Thanks, man.
No problem. You know, unlike Che, I support women.
Whoa! No, hold on. I think you're a great basketball player. I mean, I can't play like you do.
Yeah, we know. And obviously, I can't tell jokes like you do.
Thank you for that.
But I did write some jokes, and it would mean a lot to me if you read some of them. Just right over there on the cards.
Well...
Like, maybe I can sort of do your job.
The Indiana Fever have the first pick in this Monday's draft. A reminder that Indiana Fever is a WNBA team and not what Michael Che gave to dozens of women at Purdue University.
See, that's a good joke. And I'm really sorry. Try another one.
Try another one. Try another one.
You really wrote these yourself?
Yeah.
Netflix's top new show is Ripley, featuring an eerie, unsettling performance by actor Andrew Scott. Critics say it's the hardest thing to watch on Netflix since Michael Che's special Shame the Devil.
And then the final of a sort.
There's more.
This year, Caitlin Clark broke the record for three-pointers in a single season, and I have three-pointers for Michael Che. 1B, 2 funnier, 3 dumbass.
Oh, man. So, and then, you know, it was actually quite good. And then she kind of went on this semi-boring monologue for just a moment. It's not a minute. It's like 20 seconds, okay? But the final part here is actually pretty funny.
Wow. Thanks for doing that, Michael.
Yeah, no problem. And good luck in the WNBA. I hope you have a great first season.
Thanks. I'm sure it will be a big first step for me. But it's just one step for the WNBA. Thanks to all the great players like Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, Cynthia Cooper, the great Dawn Staley, and my basketball hero, Maya Moore. These are the women that kicked down the door so I could walk inside. So I want to thank them tonight for laying the foundation. And Michael, since you're such a big fan, I brought you a souvenir. It's an apron signed by me.
Because he made the apron joke at the beginning.
Thank you. I can't wait to give this to my girlfriend.
You don't have a girlfriend, Mike.
No, it's good. It's good. There's always a little bit of a, you know, if you're doing a comedic segment, then you engage in a, you know, a mini sermon of sorts. But overall, pretty funny. And, you know, I don't think I'm speculating much, but I think they had started to get some vocal criticism, let's just say, from female and or on behalf of females, audience members. And you know that Colin Jost is married to a fairly active feminist. What's her name again? That redhead who played Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson. So I wonder if she wasn't in his ear a little bit on this too. 6:47 on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy,
this traffic report is brought to you by True Green, and just like True Green, we are looking pretty green here in Pensacola. If you're coming in from Payson Milton, you are clear on Highway 90. I-10 and I-110 are all good to go. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze in Pensacola, you shouldn't expect any morning traffic until later. If you want a great licking lawn, contact True Green
today. Did you say licking?
Did I say licking?
You did.
I do a different kind of yard work.
Go on.
If you want a great looking lawn, contact True Green today. All you have to do is water and mow. Sign up by April 20th to get one application free with an annual plan. Restrictions apply. I am Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Did you do a different kind of... I can't just go to the commercial. I can't even do what I need to do. It's a good job.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jibs Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road at the back gate of NAS, or shop them online at jibsfirearms.net.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach is back, so grab a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, it's the hottest classic rock and roll horn band in Pensacola, the Baybridge Band. 25 or 6 to 4. So grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 at the Coastside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Man, He-Man, and Castle Grayskull, each sold separately. You have to put the castle together.
My sister got lucky, married a yuppie, took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. I can't decide which is worse.
Tom Petty's so good. Or bad, depending on which song. Because the name of the song is You're So... Okay. 6:51 on News Radio. Here.
Save me. Oh, you're so bad.
6:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Israel is vowing to respond to Iran's drone and missile attack. An aide to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says so far no final decisions have been made on the type or timing of the response. The official made that comment after Israel's war cabinet met on Sunday night. Meanwhile, there's urgent diplomatic efforts underway to avoid further escalation of that conflict. Two members of law enforcement have died after being shot and killed in the line of duty on Sunday in Syracuse, New York, or just north of Syracuse, New York. Sheriff Tobias Shelley with the Onondaga County Sheriff's Office there says it was one deputy and a Syracuse police officer.
Investigating a stolen vehicle. While investigating that, shots were fired.
A shootout followed. Both of the law enforcement officers were rushed to the hospital where they died. A suspect was also killed. And the 128th running of the Boston Marathon is today.
Happy Patriots Day.
Absolutely. And they'll have very favorable weather conditions expected for that today. Also, some of the people running include Henry Richard, whose younger brother died in the 2013 marathon bombing, and some other survivors from that attack.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. It's 6:52 on News Radio 92.3. Kind of mentioned this a moment ago, but I do think it's like the perfect American pop culture story.
A couple months since your wedding, and you have some news to share.
We have received so much love and support from so many people who watch The Golden Bachelor, and I don't think we can tell you how many people told us that it gave them so much hope. We want none of that to change for anybody.
3 months of wedded bliss.
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth, and we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
What?
Get a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
3 months after getting married.
Yes.
Come.
I mean, if the original premise didn't make a mockery of marriage, good Lord. This is just the weirdest thing that they were announcing the other morning. I think it was Good Morning America's where they were doing this.
Months ago, you were telling the world that you couldn't imagine living without each other. I mean, what the heck, guys? Yeah.
The thing that strikes me the most in our conversations, it's been how dedicated both of us are to our families. So we look at these situations and I think we just feel like it's best for the happiness of each of us to live apart.
What? It's the creepiest thing ever. Like, they're totally in love. They totally admire and respect each other. And they like being around each other. But, logistics. We're just not going to do it.
Can't help but notice you're still holding hands.
Yes.
Did you fall out of love?
No.
No. I still love this person.
Yeah, I still love him.
There's no doubt in my mind. I still am in love with her. I root for her every day.
You ever find something where you just kind of want to grab a hold of folks and be like, what are you telling me? These things don't add up. The math isn't mathing. I mean, this is just so ridiculous. They're totally in love. They seem, you know, it's like everything is going great. It's fantastic. I really like this, you know, this person. We're not, like in some other situation, you know, we get along and everything's fine. I mean, I'm totally deciding to murder him, but it's fine. It's, I mean, like, it doesn't, you know, what the, one and one and one doesn't make 53. Like, this is the most bizarre thing. They're totally in love. They totally love each other, and they just can't figure out how to make it work with family.
How many people who had given up on love later in life were inspired by you? What do you say to them now, especially the cynical ones who might say, I knew it wouldn't last?
Yeah, we say don't give up.
Right.
We say stay in it, stay hopeful, because we are.
Maybe we'll find another person that we aren't willing to accommodate in any way in our elderly years.
Will you both continue to look for love?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And we tell everybody else to continue to look for love.
You know, I still love you.
I still love you. So, yeah.
Now, somebody texting Andrew's television. Yeah, okay. I get it. Sure. You're saying it's all fake? It's just, you can't reconcile all of these facts with each other. They're clearly sweet people, clearly sweet on each other. They like being around each other. They like them enough to be, I mean, look, the whole premise of, you know, I'm going to meet you and do a show and then we're going to get married has, you know, always been a little bit weird, or a lot weird. But then again, you know, marriage rites in a lot of cultures are weird. You know, arranged marriage is a very common thing. And arranged marriages in arranged marriage cultures are actually have a very high rate of success. There's all kinds of reasons why. The love marriage concept is actually a much less reliable mechanism for producing intact marriages. But then, you know, all of the things are good, except now we're just not going to do it anymore. 3 months in, can't make it work. We're done. You cannot make this. It's illogical. It is fundamentally illogical. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We have got our typical morning traffic coming in. If you are coming in from Pace and Milton, you can expect some backup on Highway 90. I-10 and I-110 are still looking good. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze, it is starting back up just a little bit before the bridge, so be expecting that. If you do see anything on the road that we should be reporting on, please give us a call or text at our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you need any kind of a plumbing work, or AC work, heating, electrical, Peden, they will come out and take care of you. And they have been really, really expanding over the last couple of years. I think it was last year they had just expanded to Baldwin County. Now they've expanded all the way east to Tallahassee. And now they've added Mobile County as well. So really everywhere in the central time zone and a little out of it in you know, Florida and in Alabama, they are taking care of you. Professional service, show up on time, do the job right the first time, tell you how much it's going to cost, and follow through on that with 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now in April, okay, for the rest of this month, they have $250 off an indoor air quality system through this month. So, again, whatever it is that you need done, Peden, they will take care of you. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com. Time now for future news where Jimmy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. That's it. Go ahead. There you go. Oh, somebody says, Andrew, I wish you would have covered the Tiger King instead of that. Funny. I hear you. I understand. Okay, so President Trump begins his trial for the fraud case or the hush money case. Do you think he gets convicted?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think probably so. Do you think the Supreme Court or anybody says that he cannot stand trial for these various things? Because it's all the different ones, right?
No.
No, he's susceptible to I mean, anything, potentially, unless it's explicitly protected, I think he's susceptible. Santa Rosa County, will they take action to preserve farmland?
Absolutely.
I think they will, and I think I hope Escambia County does, too. I think we both should. We'll talk about that coming up at 7:35. Woodbine Road finally is getting underway, the reconstruction of the intersection of Woodbine and Highway 90. How long will it take? They're saying about 200 days. How long will it actually take?
200 years.
I'll give it a year. I'll say it'll be done by next spring.
Yep.
I'll be optimistic.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.